Okay, this is Kayla Littman, and this is the latest article for Good Data here at Sounds Profitable. You ready? The latest data on podcast discoverability by Kayla Littman, edited by Eve Otera. Podcast discoverability is one of those problems that seems to plague podcasting, but actually only plagues individual podcasters. Oh, a subtle difference, but an important one. In this episode of Hashtag Good Data, we'll dig into the data of what tactics are showing results. As a reminder, Sounds Profitable, in partnership with Edison Research, has put together the first credible study of the profile of podcast creators in America. Watch live on June 28th at 1 p.m. Welcome back to Hashtag Good Data, where we decipher podcast industry data stories into actionable insights. The ideal venue for your next panic attack? The cereal aisle. The 2008 Best Picture nominee, The Hurt Locker, illustrates just how overwhelming this godforsaken aisle feels. In this clip, our leading man, James, played by Jeremy Renner, takes one long glance at the stacks on stacks on stacks of cereal boxes and feels totally hopeless. I think about this cereal aisle scene a lot. Whether it's picking between Cocoa Puffs or Frosted Mini Wheats or The Daily or Today Explained, I find myself exhausted by a never-ending stream of decision-making. Decision fatigue is nothing new. A multitude of reputable internet sources indicates that adults on average make 35,000 remotely conscious decisions each day. And this data is kind of old, so that estimate doesn't capture how the rise of streaming services and their robust content libraries has impacted the number of decisions we make each day. The 2019 Nielsen Total Audience Report found that nearly 30% of streaming adults ages 18 to 49 said they will sometimes stop watching content if they can't find something appealing. Drilling down even further, how long do most people spend searching for videos before hitting play? It looks like ages 18 to 34 spend about 9.4 minutes on average, whereas ages 35 to 49 will spend about 8.4 minutes on average, which is insane. This isn't a new conversation. Consumers have been grappling with the paradox of choice for decades, or at least ever since the cable companies gave us 900 channels. And like our video and television forebears, this isn't a new challenge for the podcast industry either. The great discoverability debate has been a lively one. Why? Because the success of this media channel hinges on cracking the audience growth code, and fast. For this issue of Good Data, we're tackling what we know and what we don't know about podcast discoverability. What's working? And how can we use the latest numbers to inform audience growth strategies? Okay, first, what we know about podcast discoverability. People are overwhelmed by where to start with podcasts. If a would-be or should-be podcast listener makes it far enough to open a listening app, the endless array of options feels a lot like that cereal aisle scene from The Hurt Locker. For those tasked with podcast audience growth, God bless you, we can learn a lot from why people freeze up and run away from podcasts. The UK media regulator Ofcom published the UK Podcast Survey 2022 this past April. All hail Adam Bowie, who took a stab at interpreting the survey's raw data in this blog post. It's linked out in the written version. The survey asked the UK sample size, why did you stop listening to podcasts? These responses capture the barriers to entry for some should-be or would-be listeners. 34% of people said, I can't find any podcasts that interest me. Really? 29% said, I don't have enough time to listen to podcasts. 14% said, I find listening to podcasts inconvenient. The study also asked, why have you never listened to a podcast? Here were the top responses. 51% said, not interested in listening to podcasts. 20% said, I don't know how to access them. 15% said, I don't know what podcasts are. I could go on, but there's more data in the written version that you can see a chart for. Before you're like, Kayla, I thought you were here to give me good data. Touche. But I promise this data is good news. From listening apps that prioritize promotional tactics in their design so users don't get overwhelmed by too many options, to developing more targeted marketing messaging that taps into these objections of inconvenience or too little time, each reason to not listen represents an opportunity for us to do better and create more people-centric discovery experiences. Enhancing podcast discoverability and making the media more accessible to more people won't come from one platform or one publisher filling a hole. A real solution will look like lots of stakeholders working across disciplines to improve entry points for new listeners. Hashtag League of Nations, anyone? Hashtag multilateral approach, anyone? If we can connect the dots between why people run for the hills when they hear podcasts and the committed listeners, therein lies a path forward. Okay, but what's working in podcast discovery? There are tons of articles, online courses, and webinars led by experts much more well-informed than I on the best methods for growing your podcast audience. Here are a few recent articles that offer some succinct advice. And you can find those articles linked down in the written version. For the purposes of good data, rather than repeating the basics, I want to dig into what the latest studies are telling us about what's working in podcast audience acquisition. Podcast distribution on YouTube appears to be working. It's old news for folks steeped in the audio business, but it bears repeating. Video distribution may be the future of podcast audience growth. Last month, Cumulus Media and Canada's Signal Hill Insights released their Spring 2022 podcast report. For Cumulus, this was the first time one of their surveys included an option for respondents to indicate whether they, quote, watched their podcasts. According to the report, expanding the definition of the podcast audience to those who watch rather than just listen increased the podcast universe by 10%. Here's what measuring podcast watching also revealed. 38% of respondents prefer podcasts with video, most commonly on YouTube, whereas 9% said Spotify, which has video in some markets. 57% of weekly video podcast consumers preferred to watch their video either in the background or directly, whereas 55% said they actually watched the video rather than only listen. Okay. What's interesting about this study is that podcast newcomers, defined as individuals who started listening to podcasts within the past year, are the most likely to watch their podcasts. Interesting. 27% of podcast newcomers prefer YouTube for consumption, and 6 in 10 podcast consumers now say they prefer podcasts with video. What else do we know about the growing number of people who come to YouTube for podcasts? You can see in the graph below that YouTube podcast consumers are younger, newer to podcasts, and more likely to be non-white. Edison Research has also been tracking YouTube's rise as the platform du jour for podcast listeners for several years. Last year, Tom Webster, now of Sounds Profitable, woohoo, presented on the growth of YouTube at Podcast Movement. When survey participants were asked where they go to try and find a podcast that they've recently heard of, nearly 50% of respondents said they searched YouTube. Tom describes YouTube as a universal content search engine. If people on the internet are naturally conditioned to search for all kinds of content on YouTube, then distributing your podcast on this platform makes it much more likely to be discovered by new listeners. And that's not even to mention how powerful their algorithms are in terms of pushing out new videos after you've watched one. But I digress. Combining video with social ads is working. Is there concrete evidence that advertising your podcast on traditional channels leads to growth? New Vudu's Q1 digital media study seems to think so. According to the study's findings, more than 30% of weekly podcast listeners also consume ad-supported television. This could mean that digital video marketing is a pretty compelling strategy for creating brand awareness around new and existing podcasts. Interesting. The study also argues that social media is nearly as potent as word-of-mouth referrals for podcast discovery across generations. Nearly 6 in 10 millennials rely on friends or social media posts for podcast recommendations. Social media advertising could be like injecting steroids into the organic podcast discovery process since, unlike friend recommendations, paid messages can be delivered with a lot of frequency, says New Voodoo's Executive VP of Marketing, Mike O'Connor. Here are some of those findings. 65% of weekly podcast listeners visit Facebook daily. 65% of weekly podcast listeners visit Instagram daily. 50% of weekly podcast listeners visit TikTok daily. 51% of weekly podcast listeners visit Twitter daily. Overall, this study suggests that a sustained investment by publishers to promote podcast programming, either on social media or across video, could unlock a massive captive audience. In theory, I agree with this approach, but as we learn from the objections to listening to podcasts, the efficacy of these paid campaigns will rely on strategic messaging and easy-to-remember CTAs. Also, publishers will need to normalize spending on paid marketing for podcasts. Yep, that's right. You got to spend money to make money to build audience. The takeaway. To solve the real pickle of enhancing podcast discoverability based on the data, the industry should consider the following approaches. First, let's all work together to enhance podcast search capabilities across platforms. This is going to be a team effort. Second, seriously commit to distributing video versions of audio-first podcasts, given current consumer behavior. And finally, normalize paid podcast promotion. A sustained paid marketing investment in show promotion could be a huge boon for the medium. Podcast discovery is a heated topic in our industry because the people in this business care so much about the channel's future staying power. There are independent podcasters and dedicated marketing teams out there doing essential work to drive audio discovery. My hope is that by exploring what the latest data and insights have to say, we can be a lot more purposeful in testing out new and more effective methods of distribution and promotion. Thank you so much. Have a great day.